It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
So what was last week's challenge?
Yes, I said think of a major city in France whose name is an anagram of a major city in Italy. And I said each city has more than 100,000 people. The answer is Orléans, O-R-L-E-A-N-S, and Salerno.
We received more than 1,300 correct responses, and the winner this week is Ben Bernard of Cliff Island, Maine. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did you figure it out?
Well, it was a family effort. We were bouncing cities of Italy and France off each other, and the exact pattern is lost to memory, but one of us said Salerno and somebody else said Orléans. We put them together.
So I understand that you have some guests with you there.
My wife, Victoria, my daughter, Elwyn, and my son, Julian, are all gathered around.
Hi. And you guys play the puzzle together?
We do.
Tell me about your Sunday ritual.
Well, we've been trying to catch the puzzle together every Sunday morning for as long as I can remember. We don't always manage. Sometimes we oversleep, but it's one of our favorite things to do.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Well, welcome to you all, and you're going to play now with Will. So, Will, take it away.
All right, Ben. Today's puzzle is called Low and Inside. Every answer is a word or name that has the syllable low somewhere inside it, not at the start or the end. And the low syllable is always accented. For example, if I said, like the U.S. before 1776, you would say colonial.
Okay.
Okay, number one is greeting in Hawaii.
Aloha.
That is it. Number two, House Speaker Nancy.
Pelosi.
Uh-huh. Tennis star Martina.
Navratilova.
Yes. Spanish city that hosted the 1992 Olympics. It's the second largest city of Spain.
Barcelona.
That's it. Powerful land in ancient Mesopotamia.
That one's not coming to me.
What if I told you it starts with a B?
And it is where modern Iraq is.
Babylon?
And what's that? That's the city. What's the land?
Babylonia.
That's it, Babylonia. Everyday sandwich meat.
Bologna.
Uh-huh. Sounding pleasant to the ear as music.
Melodious.
Good. Informal as speech.
Colloquial.
Good. Religious scholar.
Theologian.
Theologian, is it? Kind of tube that a fertilized egg passes through.
Fallopian.
Good. Relating to or involved in crime.
Felonious.
Nice. Your last one. It's going fast. Running away to get married.
Eloping.
Bingo.
You did amazing. How do you feel?
Very relieved.
All right. Well, let's hear from your family. How do you think you did?
Really good.
Yay. Yay.
They only had to mime three answers to me.
All right. Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Ben, which member station do you listen to?
WMEA in Portland.
That's Ben Bernard of Cliff Island, Maine. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from listener Sandy Weiss of Chicago. Think of a place on Earth with a four-word name. Take the third word. Advance three of its letters to the next letter of the alphabet. So A would become B, B would become C, etc. You'll get the fourth word in the name. What place is this? So again, a place on Earth has a four-word name. Take the third word, move three of its letters to the next letter of the alphabet. You'll get the fourth word in the name. What place is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, August 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.